Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hi, I'm Claudia.
And hi, I'm Lois.
And we are the hosts of the Poodcast, the podcast trying to break down the poo taboo in this springtime. She's gone. I got you.
I never know where you're going to go with that. I always feel like it'll be very, very melancholic and then straight in. But no, there's always a weird something that comes from your mouth as soon as it's like you can't help yourself.
I think what it is and why like I enjoy podcasting is because I can't bear like dead air. But I'm a terrible planner. So I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I know I'm going to say something.
I think that's why it always shocks me because I can't prepare. I can only purely react. And unfortunately for a podcast, the reactions are nearly always facial. So I reacted.
It's a good improv challenge for you.
Oh, to talk. Oh, no. Do you know what? We did something at work today, actually, that made me realise I'm not good at this stuff. Brainstorming. Can't do it. I can't think on the spot. There's nothing worse. There's truly nothing worse. In a job that requires me to brainstorm frequently, how do you do it?
I have seen you on nights out when you're in your bare feet with nothing but a pound to your name and you have managed to somehow turn it around. I strongly disagree.
That's crisis management. It's very different. Very, very different. We've all gone there. Talking of crisis management.
Oh, you go.
Go on.
All right. Mate, got there. How's your bum? How's your tum, Miss Lolo Mills?
Mine's... I need something to happen. I feel like I need to eat some sort of parasite to make this section a little bit more interesting.
Sure.
It's absolutely fine. However, what I noticed, which is interesting, what classifies fine?
Like, okay.
I feel like once you enter the world of bowel analysis, you know, like when you have a stomach issue, IBS, IBD, whatever, I don't know, an intolerance, I'm now not sure what is a normal bowel movement. What is a fine stomach? Do you know what I mean? Like every time I go to the toilet, I'm looking in that bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm second guessing it. I'm thinking, ooh, is that okay? Is that fine? So I'm saying fine. I could be lying.
I can't remember who told us this, but we had somebody on the podcast that said to us, like, what's normal is what's normal for you. Like in the same way, like your upbeat personality to others might feel like, you know, they're on crack. But for you, that's just you having a good day. You know, like what is normal to your bowels and your bladder? Because I guarantee you, we're all different.
All right. Well, fine. I guess I'm fine then. We'll go back to my boring answer. Fine.
Good.
Absolutely fine. How's yours?
Mine's sure. Fine. I'm going to join the troop. Mine's good. It was a little bit touch and go at the beginning of the week, which really, really annoyingly coincided with parents' meetings. Mine, but where they have them at our school is right outside the head teacher's office, and that's right next to the toilets. So where you'd usually be able to like sneak in, like, you know, no one really sees you or somebody might see you going to the toilet, whatever, who cares? There's now a queue of like 10 parents waiting outside the door. So one, you're worried they can hear you. And two, you know, they know how long you've been in there. And what was really embarrassing the other day is that they'd like left out this like kind of questionnaire for parents to fill in on a laptop. So only one could do it at a time. And by the time I'd been in the toilet, like there were three parents had like gone, like the line had moved like quite significantly. I just thought it's just fucking embarrassing, isn't it? Like,
well, at least you know the time length of your bowel movements. You are three parents long.
Yeah, like fine. And it's like when we're saying about what's normal, that sounds about normal for me. I'd say I'm a three parents long once a week kind of bowel movement, not every day. I'm not 10
once
parents
a week?
Long. No, as in like once a week I have like a like slightly rubbish one. Not once a week, three parents long. That graph is fucked.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we should probably get you to a health expert quickly. Mm-mm. That doesn't sound right.
No, but I was very happy this week and it's kind of spurred me onto a new like new frame of mind. I had a BLT sandwich this week without thinking. You know what I'm like with tomatoes.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I was fine. It was all good. So
that's amazing,
isn't it? On Sunday, proves how much I listen in my marriage, Rich was like, I'm going to make sandwiches for lunch. Do you want one? I was like, yeah, absolutely. He was like, I'm going to make a little BLT. I was like, go for it, babe. Thanks so much. Like, not really listening. Thank you. Love you. And then he handed it to me. And I was like, fucking crazy. You lost your mind. It wasn't like I didn't realize. It wasn't like people can be like, see, you're fine. You just didn't realize. No, I knew. And I was scared. It was right before I came and met you for drinks. So I was like, yep. Mate, amongst many other reasons, so many reasons why I was late. That was also one of them, though. It was one of them, genuinely. And I was fine.
As in no reaction at all? No, like, gas, no bloating?
Nope, nothing. Whereas before, I mean, we've been sat with friends and I've had to, like, sit there with ice packs on my stomach because it's bloated out so much. I've been in so much pain and everyone's like, oh, this is the IBS you're talking about. And it's so embarrassing. Whereas this was fine. And so this spurred me on to a little, let's celebrate little wins because it makes me feel good. And you're not always going to have big wins. So I wrote down some of my little wins and I thought maybe you could have a think about yours.
Oh, also, yes, okay.
It makes me really happy as well because it just makes me then want to go, I think I like this little life. Which is also a little win in itself. Okay.
That is a win. Go.
Okay, I have a few. I beat the bus. I got off the train, saw that the bus was 5 minutes, and I was like, but I walked and I beat the bus. I literally got to my house and I saw it go past. Fucking win.
Love
There's
it.
A rubbish disposal man who works every, I see him all the time, but I'm always on the other side of the road and he always just looks really sweet and I always look at him. Well, at the beginning of the week, I said hello, I said good morning, and now we say good morning to each other every morning.
Oh gosh, it makes him really happy. That's wholesome.
And tomorrow I'm going to ask him his name so that we can use first term names. And it's nice. And a pixel spring in my step.
Oh, love that. Absolutely little win. Love that. That is a glimmer.
Like this little win. One of my kids at school made their first friend.
That's not you.
It was me because I was like, hey, why didn't you play with him? And they were like, okay, come and join us. And then the next day they asked him and then now they just hang out on the playground. He has a friend.
Oh, that is so, oh gosh, that will melt my heart. I might cry. That Too is much. Very, very sweet. Yeah,
I cry all the time. All the time.
That's a lot.
Flowers that I planted in my garden in the freezing cold October when I had gloves, hat, scarves, everything on, are blooming in my garden. Blooming flowers. I check them every morning. Divine. And final one. I do have a final one.
Go on.
I went on a 5K run at the weekend, but 5 minutes from my house, treated myself to a pack of milk digestive biscuits and then thought I was being absolutely hilarious by running, holding it out like I was Superman and like, but like I was chasing it and I couldn't reach it. I was running with Rich. I wasn't alone, but that I was chasing the milk digestives home. And then when I got home, I ate four.
Oh God. Yeah. But you deserve them. You so deserve good. Them. It's times like so this that good. I really think I should move south of the river because to witness that... in person would have been a spectacle, honestly.
I was just like, God, I just can't catch it. Slow down. Anyway.
You're so lucky you found yourself a husband.
Right?
That is iconic. Yeah.
Now that's a big win because who
huge
saw that one coming? Who saw that one coming? Do you have any little wins that have come to mind for you this week?
This is me thinking.
You're allowed to think. I'm throwing this at you.
You know, no real little wins. The guy. No, I lie. Well, I mean, what day is it? Wednesday. Okay, if we go back 7 days, so like an actual week.
No one's going to.
I made the wedding decision, which was fun, but that was a huge win, to be honest. That I feel lovely about.
Yay!
So that's nice.
That's
and then actually.
Win.
Little win. I went to a new coffee shop. I actually have a Pret subscription, which I feel so guilty about. I
Same.
Judge myself it. Every day.
No.
And then I thought, but every day I walk past an independent coffee shop with my Pret coffee. And every day I think, God, I'm awful. There's businesses in London that are not thriving and it's because of me. And so I thought, no. I'm going to go into that independent coffee shop. And they knew my name. He said, hi, Lo. And I said, hi, Joe. That is his name. I did know that.
And hey,
his name.
Mo!
Here we go. and I'm now in a musical on Broadway. But that was lovely, you know? And that made me feel good. I mean,
did you get a cappuccino?
No. I got a flat whitey-o with O to milk.
A flat blanco.
A flat blanco with an OTO cremo. Nice. But, you know, the thing is, the cost of being nice to small businesses is £3.90. So, you know, that's not a sustainable habit, but it's fine.
That's a nice thing to be like, that was good that I did that. I like that little win.
Yeah, just a one-off, you know, little
treat. But there's something about little name acknowledgements that's really nice. Love.
Make you and feel so good.
I would encourage you, listeners, to let us know your little wins. I'd really like them. Maybe we can read some out.
It's nice that would be sweet. Little wins. The glimmers. Let's call them the glimmers.
Particularly if it's toilet related. Maybe you only required like 6 sheets of loo roll today. Ooh. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you were able to eat something that you can't usually eat. Maybe your shit don't stink anymore.
I mean that. Do you know our friend Amy, she won't remember this, but when we were children, and I say children, I mean maybe 14.
Okay.
She said, I don't know if you'll remember, I don't know why this has always stayed with me. It was a very passing comment. She said, you know, and apparently her dad said this to her, and we know her dad very well. So even imagining this conversation is just bizarre to me, and it stayed with me for, 15 years. She said, you know, it's a healthy poo because it doesn't smell. And my entire life, I've always thought, I'm an unhealthy bitch because Amy's dad said that a healthy poo doesn't smell.
I mean, I'll be honest. When I think of like my worst ones, me and Evie would always say it's like farmyard, like, poo, like hungover one.
Yeah.
And that's probably when my body is like bad. Yes, do you know, sometimes they don't actually smell. Like, yeah,
but not
much.
Not at all. I mean, yes, there's degrees. Maybe also, he meant like, you know.
Shove your face in it. I bet it does. Like, how close are you getting?
Well, yeah, maybe he just means like, isn't poisonous to the air. But anyway, Amy's dad,
isn't traveling.
If you
all
ever
right.
hear this.
All right, Chris Williams, we hear you.
It stayed with me. I wasn't going to surname him, but go on.
No, I did it. Who cares? What are they going to do? That'll be
LinkedIn
my little win.
LinkedIn message him.
That'll be a massive win. If I know Chris Williams listens to the podcast, I'll take it.
Messages us saying, hi, I got a weird message from my boss on LinkedIn saying that I was quoted about poo smells. I'd rather you didn't do that.
Everyone's sending him like outcast roses, like, I know you like stank, yo. No stank. Why did I like just bleep myself on shit? I'm so like, you know, you're so like programmed to not swear. Don't stank. But
well, that's good. It's healthy. Talking
I'm
of
always dainty. Tell me.
Talking of, you know, going back to you saying about little treats and little wins, and you being able to eat the tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I want to figure out. I think I know the answer. How strong is your willpower? Because I'm going to say for you right then, zero. And therefore, what is the one food that you would risk everything for? If you were like, you know what? I don't give a shit. I really want to eat cheese forever. And I know it will pain me so much. I will risk it all for cheese.
I would do anything. Oh, what is it? What? That's. Do you know yours?
Cheese. Hence why it was top of mind. Top
is
of mind.
Is it really? Even though you're vegan?
Yeah. Oh, Hi. Yeah. Mega. Honestly, the willpower. I went out for lunch today, pasta restaurant. The willpower it took for me to not order the cacio e pepe. Oh, my God. Honestly, there was a guy who sits opposite me at work. He's just come back from Argentina. And he was like, Lo, do you want to see one of the most delicious meals I had in Argentina? I was like, babe, yes, I do.
Absolutely.
It was, I will find the name of this restaurant and I might post it on our stories so that people can vote on whether they would eat it or not. I can't describe the amount of cheese. It was a tomato-free pizza, so you could have had it.
Okay.
Plain base. They put cheese on it, front and back, in the words of Ross Geller.
Yeah.
And the cheese was oozing. I can't even describe how much cheese was on this pizza. It was like a wheel of cheese had been poured on it. It was like paint spilling over the edge of the pizza. And I thought, I absolutely, 10 out of 10, would end up in a grave for that slice of pizza.
And when something's that indulgent, like, you kind of feel like you're signing your soul away anyway. Like, it's not just like a little snack, like, oh, I probably should. Like, dive the fuck it. Like, but what cheese? Like, come on, cheese is a massive, spin the wheel. What's the cheese?
A mature cheddar.
Okay, pretty basic.
Really? Yeah, really basic. I don't like crazy cheeses. I don't actually, the irony is I don't like many cheeses, but just like a really mature, strong cheddar, because it goes in everything. You grate it on stuff. You put it in stuff. It melts like cheese on toast. Pasta bakes are better with cheese on the top. And vegan cheese, I'll say it, is shit.
Most of them are shit.
Yeah. So that's the one thing that I just think would just really elevate my life.
Do you know what? As your friend, and as, you know, someone who's had to deal with you for years, it's it's really fun. Because you're such a glamorous person. Like, you always have beautiful clothes, all these interesting things that you do with your life. I'm really like having a Schadenfreude, like, ha ha moment that your thing that you have no willpower over is mature cheddar.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I'm like, how embarrassing for you.
How basic of you. How gross that you like normal cheese. You can't even be classy and say blue cheese. Honestly, when I made T-Bone a cheese, I was making vegan burgers and I thought, oh, as a little treat, he's got cheese in the fridge. I won't, deny him of that luxury in life. I said, babe, do you want cheese on your burger? And he said, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. Chopped it up. And now there is no greater joy to me, or was pre-veganism, than chopping up a slice of cheese.
Yeah.
One in the dish, one in the mouth. One in the dish, one in the mouth. And I picked up a little tiny crumb, fell off the slice of cheese, and I put it up to my lips, and then I thought, I actually can't do that, because my skin will break out. I'm going to have a really bad wind and I'm going to regret it. But whoa, we danced with the devil a little bit, we did. It was tantalizing. It really was. Can you stop that?
Oh, I don't know why you've ever, like, you just sounded really sexual for a moment. Like, it's real insight. I feel like,
I just love it.
Hello, I've come to know you better, man.
I'd go wild for it. I really go wild for it.
I can, you know, see what? That.
At my hen do, let's have a cheese fondue. Fuck
Honey,
it.
Honey, consider it fondue.
I don't want a stripper. Cheese fondue or nothing.
All right. What if we dripped him in cheese? Mature, cheddar only. Let's not be immature about this.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, after that cheese confession, I'm dying, please, to lift the lid on yours.
What doesn't like me, but I like it? This is what's weird about my stuff, is that a lot of the stuff that doesn't like me is like fruit and veg, so it's just easier to like cut out. But
eggs?
Yeah, I was gonna say, but eggs, I've got so much trauma. This is where this question is hard for me, and maybe people listening to it will feel the same, is that the stuff that has made me feel bad, I'm so like, I want to break up, bye bye, like, fuck you. Like, I'm in the angry stages of our breakup. Like, how dare you fucking do that for me? I'm never coming back to you. Like, so it's difficult for me. Like, I can't go back to eggs. I can't go back there. It was no good for me. We weren't good for each other.
What about raspberries?
Each other over. Oh, raspberries. Raspberries is as raspberries does. Sorry, I've just seen something really fucking annoying. I ordered some period pants and I literally paid extra for them to come on time, because I'm going to be on my period when I go on my fucking honeymoon.
Love that. So sexy.
And yeah, they're coming the day we leave.
Oh, no.
Fucking Royal Mail.
No, yeah, they are.
Shoot me.
Oh, no, not great.
Okay. Oh, I know. I got the answer. Because this hurts me if I have too much of it, but I just keep going and I don't care. Bread. 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 La pan. Le pan. Fuck.
As in, I mean, how much are you eating? Oh my God.
So like if I have toast for breakfast,
yeah,
and then someone's like, oh, we're having pizza for lunch, I'm like, no.
Ooh.
Like I can have like a few pieces of toast, but I can't, like I can't be bread in all day. I will look 6 months pregnant.
That is such a shame. That is such a shame because bread is honestly core food group. Core
and do you know what it goes group. Really well with?
Bread.
Cheese.
Bread.
Do you know what would be prime is, I look so creepy now in the dark, sorry, is a sandwich, a grilled, oh, okay.
Here we go.
Bread.
Talk to me.
Lurpak, because I love Lurpak too.
Always, always and forever, my baby.
Chips from the fish and chip shop.
Lame.
Then, oh, okay. Then a drizzle of curry sauce from the fish and chip shop. Then
I'm getting tingles.
Okay, yeah. Take it off. Fine. We can lose that.
No. It's good. As in, like, I'm feeling sexual. Keep
then,
going.
Cheese.
Say it
again. A lot of mature cheddar cheese, and then the bread on the top, and then we're gonna get it on a nice hot griddle pan.
Hot.
And we're gonna put a heavy weight on the top. We're searing it down so it's crispy. We're cutting it in a triangle. Are you a triangle or a rectangle?
Yeah,
girl?
No, I'm a triangle girl.
Okay, good. And then we've got a big pot of gravy and we're dunking that sandwich in the gravy. I'm salivating.
Like,
I'm absolutely salivating.
I love that I'm like saying, oh, this is sexual. I am like, I feel good.
I think I might, I might have just changed my dinner plans. That
honey,
you won't see either of us again. We will be unfortunately dead, but
or fucking sorry.
Oh my God, the turn we didn't know was gonna happen. Wow. If only I knew it was that easy. God.
Honestly, just make me a cheese fucking toasty. Come on. Why do you think I got married to somebody? Like the first thing, genuinely, the first love language thing Rich ever did for me was he made me a brie and bacon sandwich. That was the moment I knew. I was 19 and I was going for my shift at H&M and we just started dating. And he messaged me being like, when can I next see you? I was like, oh, well, I'm on my way to work now. And he was like, oh, you actually... If do you want to stop by? And I was like, okay. And so I came by and he was like, I made you a brie and bacon sandwich to take to work.
Oh my God, my heart.
And I was just like,
I can't love him anymore.
Well, like, what? That's the best thing anyone's ever done for me. / take your pants off.
Also, who's making brie at 19? What
this
WTF?
Kid. Oh, hun, like, he's a joke. He's a fucking joke.
Wow. He set the bar really high.
He did. And I brought it all the way back down just to keep things simple, easy.
Just keep it fresh. Well,
mate, we've learned a lot about each other today. I'm glad that we're not recording this together because who knows what would have happened.
There'd be baby poopers on the way. Oh, God. I would love to end this call because all I want to do now is eat. I wish I could see the spit in my mouth. It kind of can.
Yeah. It's
there's so much.
I'm really worried about editing this episode that, like, usually, apologies, I know I have an over-salivating mouth, but this is going to be something else. Sweet Jesus. Right, if you want to send us your little wins or what food you would be willing to risk it all for, you can email us at thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com or you can DM us on Instagram or TikTok @_poodcast. We'd love to hear from you.
And we'd love it even more if you make that sandwich. Please send us a picture because neither of us can eat it.
Or just send us the fucking sandwich, for God's sake. We're going there. Just send us the sandwich.
All right.
We'll be yours. All right. Bye.
Bye.